This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Now, would you sacrifice access to your favorite adult beverage for the healthier alternative of cycling on a new linked-up bike path? Now, that may be exaggerating the conflict a little, but there is a dispute over a discount beverage store in Montpelier and the city, which wants to take it over by eminent domain to link two bike paths together. Montpelier Discount Beverage, better known in the capital city as M&M Beverage on Main Street, doesn't want to sell its building, but they're getting pressure from the mayor and the city council to do so. Reporter Gina Kahn has been writing about this brouhaha, if you will, for the Times Argus newspaper. And she joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Gina, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So first, tell me, how long has this store been on Main Street? Is it a longtime store?
That store's been there as long as I can remember. It's been there for at least 15, 20 years.
And how long has the city been trying to get M&M to move?
That's been going on for about 5 years. The city approached the owners of the property, which is owned by Thomas Mowat Trust, and they approached Jay White about it a few years ago. He's one of the trustees for the trust, and they told him a few years ago that in order for the One Taylor Street project to be fully completed, that they would like to get rid of that building so that they could connect the bike path. Currently, the bike path is kind of cut off, and it's in two different places, and they want to connect the two, and that building is part of something that's in the way of it. But the owners of the discount beverage never wanted to sell it, and they've been in discussion for years about an alternative. The city owns the parking lot right next to M&M Beverage, so Jay White suggested that they just essentially move the discount beverage store over to that lot, so they would tear it down and then rebuild it. That would make room for the bike path to go straight through, and then, you know, they would still have their building.
And this is all part of this Taylor Street project that you're talking about?
Yes.
So M&M doesn't want to move. What's the mayor and the city council's involvement?
Well, the mayor and the city council, they're the ones that want to get rid of the building. And not only do they want to get rid of the building, but they do not want to rebuild a one-story building, but instead they want to build a 3-4-story building, which Jay White is saying is way too expensive and unaffordable. So that's really what the dispute is now. Jay White does not want them to tear down the building at all, but if that has to be, he wants a two-floor building rebuilt in its place, right next to it. The city doesn't want to do that.
So the folks who own M&M, they don't want to sell, and I guess that's where eminent domain comes into play here. Does it look like the city has the right to take this place over by eminent domain?
In order to take a property by eminent domain, you have to prove that there is a need for it, there's a necessity, and I can't find any other building or property in recent history in Montpelier that's been taken by eminent domain, but, you know, it's definitely something that can be done if there is a necessity for it. And I think in this case that the city council can prove that there is a necessity for it, because it's directly in the line of a plan that they have for the One Taylor Street project. And I think that they could probably prove that, you know, this is something that they need for that. Although Jay White has shown city council an alternative route where the city could run the bike path through an alternative route. However, Mayor Holler said that would be a very dangerous path to take, because it would create another intersection in an already dangerous road.
And what about the people in Montpelier? Have they weighed in on this one way or the other? How do most people feel about this issue?
A lot of people that I've talked to don't really like what's going on in terms of the city pressuring a business that they're so familiar with to pretty much give itself up. There are about 10 workers at Discount Beverage that will lose their jobs. And as Jay White said, you know, they're minimum wage jobs, but they're still jobs, and it's still important to these people. And I think he feels like there's not enough focus on that.
Two sides sound like they like to work something out so this doesn't go to litigation, but what is the next step?
There's going to be a city council meeting where this will be discussed on August 26th. Before that, they're going to try to get some private meetings between Jay White and city council and the mayor. You know, if they can't come to some kind of agreement, they, you know, it is possible that they might have to go to court. And if a business is taken to court for eminent domain, then the business has the burden of proving that it's not a necessity. So it's a very expensive process for a business to go to court for this because they have to pay for lawyers, and they end up, you know, even if they do win, then they end up losing so much money usually that they can't afford to stay in business anyway.
Well, we'll keep following your reporting on this as it gets closer to a possible resolution. Gina Khan is a reporter for the Times Argus. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.